Blog Talk Radio.
Another episode of Family Matters with Kenny and Kwajalein. This is Kwajalein. I'm sorry I'm sounding like this, like I'm asleep. Just woke up not too long ago, had a late nap. But thank you guys for calling in. If we have any streamers out there and you would like to call in to the show and, you know, get in on the conversation, please call in to 657-383-1571. Again, that's 657-383-1571. My husband's not in here right now, so we're going to go ahead and open up the line for our callers. Hi, Keisha.
Hi, girl.
How you doing?
Can you hear me? I'm doing
all right.
I can
hear you. How are you?
I'm okay. I'm all right. How are you?
I'm doing fine.
Sure.
No complaints. But my husband's coming up. I'm doing fine on this evening. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. But thank you for calling in. You already know, girl. You already know what it is. Your line is open, girl. Hey, babe, you want to say hello?
What up?
He on the tonight, y'all.
What's going on?
Not a lot of nothing. What's going on with you?
Oh, I'm good. I just came from the gym. I'm good.
Man. I'm going to try to make my way there after I make it home.
I know that's right. I have to get it in right after I get off work. Or I ain't going to go because, you know, I come home and I be wanting to lay up under my wife.
Smell her sweet smell.
You know it. That's why she in the predicament she in now.
All right. Well, thanks, Keisha and Kenny. Leave it to you.
You know, I do need a little more cardio.
Kenny, please.
I cannot. Oh, my gosh. I love y'all so much.
Keisha, don't let. Okay, so I got a couple news articles I want to talk about, right? Is anybody else watching April with me? Is it just me? Are you guys watching the giraffe? Are y'all waiting for her to have the baby?
I'm not watching the giraffe.
You're not? Oh, I need some. Okay, so.
Why is it exciting that she having a baby?
I don't know why they started filming April and Oscar. That's the daddy. I'm not really sure, but April's been pregnant for a long time. And so, you know, they have this live
How
feed
long
going.
Did Giraffe stay pregnant?
I don't know, but we have been waiting for her to have this baby, and I'm just really ready for her to have this baby. I'm like, April hadn't had the baby yet. I know she got to be tired.
Oh my gosh. I think you should Google how long do giraffes stay pregnant.
I don't know.
Get out of here.
Hey, we're gonna be all right.
I think you're on your own with this one.
I, you know, I just see, when we get, you know, more callers, I'll just see anybody else is watching April other than me. I don't know. I'm probably.
I think you need to take a poll.
You think so? Okay.
Yeah, I think you should take a poll.
We're going
to find out. So that's two no's in
1 year
for right now.
No, that's three no's
because
Kenny.
Kenny. Three no's and a single solitary yes.
Okay, well, it's all right. I'll stand alone.
I mean, I'll look at it, but I ain't like, oh.
And the world is waiting for April to have his baby. Like, okay, so, yeah. before we get into our topic tonight, I said I had a couple of news articles that I wanted to talk about. And... but one of these is kind of going to go along with what we're talking about. But I don't know if you guys have heard about it, but there's an 11-year-old, you know, little boy, adolescent. He saw his girlfriend. I don't know about, she was 13. And he thought she committed suicide because they set up a social media prank. Have you guys heard about that?
No.
So the girlfriend and some of her friends, they set up this social media prank. And so, and they sent him texts and stuff like that saying that she had committed suicide, but it was all a prank. Oh. And so, because he thought the girlfriend had committed suicide, he committed suicide. He hung himself.
Oh, my gosh.
And
wow.
The mom went in and found him. And so, they've charged somebody. That really bothers me on so many levels. Just on so many levels.
What bothers you? The fact that they did it? The fact that they were charged? What about the situation are you referring to?
Well, the fact that they did it, first of all, you know, they came up, first of all, why would you guys, you know, collaborate and come up with this prank specifically for these children? Hold on, yeah, one of my kids choking. Sound like Mariah. Anyway, downstairs. They down there eating. Can't go. Okay. But, you know, first of all, that they would collaborate about something like this, specifically for him, okay? I don't understand that. And then something so drastic, like, you know, not a I'm breaking up with you prank or, you know, some other type of prank, but, you know, she killed herself prank. So it makes me think that they know that he was going to have, you know, like what type of reaction were you guys looking for? And they pulled it off. And then, you know, tonight we're talking about, you know, should our children be able to communicate their feelings to us, you know, on certain levels. And so then it also makes me, you know, concerned because when he saw that she had committed suicide, he didn't, you know, like, did he try to go to his parents for some kind of consolation, you know, or any, you know, for them to console him or anything? Or, you know, it sounds like it was just, they said it happened like within a 40-minute time period. And so he immediately went into, I'm going to kill myself, too. So, you know, at such a young age, you know, you feel like you're that much in love where she kills herself and then you immediately go for it. So, you know, that does bother me. Now,
yeah, that concerns me.
Go ahead.
No, I was just agreeing with you. That's really all I was just saying, is it concerns me that his reaction would be so drastic, like so severe, I mean, I don't know. It just kind of makes me think, like, what else did he have going on? Because I can't, and I guess I just can't rationalize the fact that somebody, you know, somebody tells me they killed themselves, and I'm like, okay, well, they killed themselves, so I should kill myself too.
Yeah, it's kind of like a modern-day Romeo and Juliet type story.
Romeo and Juliet, yeah. Yep, I thought about that. Yeah. I just think that, a bit much.
Yeah. The charges that have been brought up, the charges include malicious use of telecommunication services, and using a computer to commit a crime. That is what the station reported. And they actually have a GoFundMe page that was started up for Mr. Goss. Mrs. Goss described her son as being an all-around amazing kid who was charismatic, athletic, and he was a comedian. Her family is completely heartbroken over this death, she said. She just wants Tyson to be remembered for all the joy he brought to everyone, and keep his spirit alive by staying strong and fighting against social media bullying, she wrote in her statement. But see, to me, there was an emptiness somewhere, and she filled that void. So what he thought was she was being too gone, it was a piece of him that was gone. But at the same time, I mean, good Lord, that was rough. You know, this young man just ended his life, and those friends that did that, they should feel like dirt right now.
Man, yes.
So what is everybody? Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was thinking you would not just jump to this unless, I remember, I had this little boyfriend, from 11 to, on up or whatever. But I remember, we talked about just these different little things, and it just makes me wonder, did they ever talk about that? If I died, would you keep living? How would you react if you heard that I died? And it could have been something that they had talked about.
Right.
To me, because it doesn't make sense that he would automatically jump to that unless something had happened to where he had done something to her and it was beating him up, or they discussed it.
Right.
You're right.
I would pray to God that was not the case, because if that is the case, that is just completely malicious. Like, that is beyond, that's pure evil. If you have a discussion with somebody and you know that they are so vulnerable that they are agreeing to kill themselves, if you happen to kill yourself, or if anything happens to you and they don't have you in their life anymore, for you to take that for granted and say, let's get together and see if he'll really do it kind of thing, that's abhorrent to me. Like, I can't even fathom what kind of person you would have to be to think that is okay.
Well, love is love is something that many people take and they misuse it for their own benefit, and they use it to hurt others. And I'm not necessarily saying that this young lady had that intention, but at the same time, she probably never even they could have probably never even talked about it, and he just felt like she was his world.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I know when I was when we were all young, I'm sure we had that one little crush, and when we broke up, your heart and your world just was crushed and broken. I mean, I had it happen to me, you know, on a couple occasions when I was a young kid, you know, but at the same time, not once in my mind, not once in a blue moon did I ever think about this end of my life because, you know, my girlfriend at the time left me. I was like, oh, man. I cried a little bit. I like, man, I'm going to miss her. Boom. And then I got over it.
Go ahead. I just laughed.
Oh, okay. And so my question to the callers on the air tonight is, what do you think about the charges being brought up against those teenagers that actually committed this horrendous joke, this horrendous act that they thought was very, very funny?
I mean, I think it just depends on the circumstances. I mean, to me, in my opinion, I think if they were being malicious intentionally, I think that's one thing. But I think, you know, I think at 13 years old, you do not make proper choices. Your judgment is not great. And while you may think that, you know, these things are funny, you don't realize the kinds of repercussions that you could have by playing these. I remember when kids used to drop boulders off the top of highways. They would drop, you know, like they would stand at the overpass on the freeway, and they would drop, you know, bricks or eggs, you know, stuff down, and then people would get into an accident because of those things, or seriously get hurt. I don't think you really realize or grasp how severe things can turn out. I mean, you're a child, and your mental capacities aren't very well developed. And so you just don't think. And unfortunately, you know, even as adults, sometimes we don't think. And so I'm not saying that there shouldn't be some repercussions for their actions, but I also think that the intent matters as well. Like, if this was a conversation and she knew that this boy was going to kill himself because of something that they had spoken about previously, well, I think her punishment should be just a wee bit harsher than if, you know, they just thought it was all fun and games. Now, either situation, there should be some consequences. But I think when you do things to hurt people intentionally, as opposed to, you know, something happening as a result of a careless action or, you know, something thoughtless, then I think it's a little bit different.
Right, right. Absolutely. So, as far as with his family, I'm sure there probably was some kind of slight indicators about just how much feelings and how much love he had for this young lady, and that there had to be something. I mean, because you know, kids these days, nowadays, that their minds are focused on video games still. They're focused on cartoons and things of that nature, and they're used to these people dying in these games and coming back to life, and you get to continue. And you know, that was his long-term fix for a temporary problem, because there was no investigating done to verify that she had passed away. It was just, oh, she dead, clip, and he just hung himself.
Yeah, and that's why I think
with him being 11. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Keisha. Go ahead.
No. Go ahead.
I was going to say, with him being 11, you know, that's, he automatically believed what his so-called friends, you know, what they said. And so, like, that's scary for him to be so young and to take such a drastic measure because, you know, he thought his girlfriend had killed herself.
Herself.
I mean, herself, sorry.
that's really, you know, that's really scary. And again, you know, for them to even come up with something like that, it's just, you know, to come together and collaborate, it's like, what were you looking for? You know, is there a way that, I don't know, it's just, I don't know, that's,
you know,
that's,
I was thinking,
go ahead,
maybe there was a breakdown within their families also, and he felt like she's all I have, and he was not that close to his family, and then to hear that he lost her, well, what else do I have?
Yeah.
And as a kid, you know, you really can't see beyond that day, that hour, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It had to be something like that. It had to be. I'm going to go ahead and bring Kyra on in. Hi, Kyra.
Hi. Hi, everyone. How y'all?
Hi,
hey, Kyra.
How you doing?
Hey. Hi. How y'all be? I'm good.
Good.
Excellent. Excellent.
Good.
We're discussing the young man, the 11-year-old that killed himself.
Oh, my God.
Because he thought his girlfriend had, his 13-year-old girlfriend had killed herself. Pretty much her and her friends say he came up with a, they collaborated and decided to play a prank on him.
What?
And act as though she had killed herself. And they sent text messages, he thought, on social media. And so,
what?
He killed himself in response. And they said it happened within a 40-minute time frame.
What?
They went all the way out, put it on social media and everything.
What?
That's just the most.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
They did this.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. He was
11? He was
11. He was 11 years old?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, 11. My God. My God.
Mm-hmm.
My God, that's terrible.
Yeah,
terrible.
And the mother found that he had hanged himself.
Jesus.
Hung himself.
Jesus.
I was just reading what it said in the article. and the juveniles have been charged.
Okay.
With malicious use of telecommunication services and using a computer to commit a crime.
Whoa.
Now, would you all consider this social media bullying?
I don't know. I don't know about that. Personally, I don't know. I don't know if it was. I don't know. I don't know about bullying. I don't know.
Yeah. I guess it's kind of hard to say because I was thinking about it, but then I was like, it's kind of hard to say because we don't know exactly what was going on with the friends and what they had done or what they had previously done to them. But sometimes, y'all know, kids can play some weird jokes, and kids have a weird sense of humor. And this right here was seriously a weird sense of humor for them to think that was okay.
Mm-hmm.
And they know this young man was madly in love, head over heels.
Oh, my God.
I mean, at 11 years old, I can see this happening with an 11-year-old because, I mean, man, he feel like, you know, he found the one, she was the girl of his dreams, and then boom.
My God.
Now she gone. So I tell you what,
goodness.
I know one thing that's going to get them is their conscience going to be bothering them for the rest of their lives.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
For
yes, it
sure.
is. Oh, my gosh. 11 years old.
Oh,
my gosh.
It should. But,
it's like,
you know,
Romeo and Juliet type thing. You know, I mean, I know that, you know, how it happened, but just how, you know, you think, you know, the one you love is dead, so then you know, he killed himself, and then, I mean, just how that, it's very sick, it's very sick, and it seems like maybe even the friends with, they could have been threatened or maybe a little jealous. He had a little 13-year-old girl, you know what I'm saying, you know, on his arm, and he was madly in love. And I'm not saying they did it just out of jealousy, but, you know, they may have said, hey, you know, we're going to, you know, make him, you know, maybe take away a little bit of that shine or a little bit of that happiness. And they may not have been thinking in those terms. But you know how sometimes kids can be mean, like, you know, you got on some new shoes and they may steal something on your shoes. They may not outright say they're jealous, you know what I'm saying, but they may do a little something because they may see happiness. I've seen it happen, you know, to my kids, you know, with bullying and things like that, you know. It's just kind of deep. That's just really deep. That's just really deep.
It is. And it's scary. You know, it is
scary.
It's very scary. You know, so like I said, for him to be so young and to be so good. And, you know, like Leanne was saying, he's feeling like he could have possibly felt like that's all he had.
Right. That's what it seemed like.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it finally got his piece of happiness. You know how that is. You know, that one thing happens. Although he was just 11, you know, he obviously found something that he felt like, you know, his life was perfect. Or, you know, he was finally happy, and then it had been stripped away from him. That's devastating. You know, it's devastating for adults. Yeah.
Right.
Oh,
and so it goes along with the topic that Janelle, this is a topic that she had sent me. Should children be allowed to communicate their feelings, or is it disrespectful? And I know we've touched on this before about they should be, children should be allowed.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of us have talked about that. You know, for example, these are examples she gave me. I'm reading it from her text. If a daughter feels hurt by something her mother did, can she say, Mom, it really hurt my feelings when you said or did whatever?
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
Excuse me.
Okay.
Or is her expressing her hurt disrespectful? So, you know, it kind of goes into that as far as keeping the line of communication open, you know, with our kids.
Yes.
So should our kids be able to... Should they be allowed to really communicate to us exactly how they feel, or are there boundaries? Are there things that they just should not be able to say to us? And if not, if they can't, does it lead into cases like this?
Wow. I think they should be able to communicate. I mean, as far as boundaries, I don't even know where I am with that, as far as boundaries, because there's a way to say everything. And I think that's probably the main thing, is how they say it, you know, to me, you know, if they can say something, you know, Mom, that really hurt my feelings. Yeah, they should be able to tell me that. But back in the day, like when my parents were little, they weren't younger. They weren't able to, you know, they weren't able to say that, you know what I'm saying? They weren't able to say how they felt a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you kind of, you know, you like my mom would get hit in the mouth if she went to her mama and said that back in the 50s. You could forget it. You know what I'm saying? Like, Mama,
mm-hmm.
you hurt my, bow, you know, she out, laid out. You know, you know, she'd be waking up, finding herself on the floor. But now, you know, it's in a healthy way. It is healthy. I think my daughter and my kids have, you know, they have. And I know there's some things they probably hadn't said anything. They probably just kind of got over it. You know what I'm saying? Just to be honest, or whatever. But, yeah, I think they should, as far as, like, boundaries. I really don't even really know kind of where to go with that. I do think they should, but it better be respectful, or I can't even hear it. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to be honest. I'm going to be, what did you say? You know, I'm not even going to be able to hear it, you know, so, and because I've raised them to speak like that, you know what I'm saying? They can come and say something hurt their feelings, or maybe even if they didn't agree with that. I've had one of my kids come and say that to me, you know what I'm saying? It wasn't disrespectful, you know, they felt like the way I handled something concerning, you know, them and another sibling was unfair, you know, and I respected them for that, but, you know, what I decided, it stood, They just didn't understand. They needed some understanding. I'm going to say that. You know what I'm saying? It,
yeah.
They needed some understanding and why I did it. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Yeah.
But, you know, I was expecting them for coming to me.
Right,
I think
right.
We live in different times now also.
Yes.
And so
yes.
I think we can't just bust them in the mouth because they say, you know, Mom, this made me feel such and such a way.
Right.
Like,
right.
I mean, we can't do those things right now. And not just because you might go to jail, but also because, you know, their worlds are different from our world. And if we don't open up lines of communication with them, if they don't feel like they can come and talk to us because of the way we react, then, you know, how do you ever expect to have a decent relationship, you know, with them? You have to be able to hear them. And as long as they're coming to you respectfully, then I really don't think it should be a problem. We should be a little bit more open. Just because we have to, they should feel like they can say, you know, okay, Mom, you did this and this hurt my feelings. And then you can, you know, kind of talk through it and be like, okay, well, I understand how you feel, but at the same time, this, and this is why it was done. So I understand, you know, your feelings hurt, you're mad. You can feel however you want to feel about the situation, but at the end of the day, it is what it is. But don't ever just shut them out, because when they do have serious things going on, they won't be so apt to come to you.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm going to tell y'all real quick, though. You know, I used to have an issue with that. And it's just how I was raised. I think it's basically how you were raised, you know. And with that being said, you learn from past experiences. I tell you, experience a lot of times can be the best teacher. and I'm being straight up with experience a lot of times can be the best teacher. And what I mean by that is sometimes if you haven't gone through a certain thing, then it's kind of hard for you to be able to actually push that or display that type of behavior or that type of thing. With me, I actually had a lot of situations where there was moments of abuse, and then that just made me a tough-hearted kid that grew up to be a tough-hearted dad or parent. And then, you know, it took my wife to go in there and till the ground on my heart. Because I'm going to tell y'all, I had an issue. I was like, you don't talk bad to me, blah, blah, blah. And sometimes I tell Jeremiah, and I can't tell Jared just yet, I'm a wife just yet, but I tell him, there are times where your opinion and your feelings are warranted. But there are those times and those moments where your opinion isn't warranted. Your feelings matter, but your opinion isn't warranted. Like, you know, when kids get disrespectful, like, man, oh, you're always making me do this. What you say? That is different. So the disrespect comes in there, and then we have a problem. But if you ain't got no disrespect, then you come to me. I had this acronym I've been using for years, y'all. It's TACT. TACT is the ability to control tone. If you can come at me and your tone straight, we can talk about this thing. But if you come at me all disrespectful, then we're going to have a problem. But now, you know, Jeremiah's getting older. I'm working in pushing him into that adolescent phase, that teenage phase now. And I try to make him more responsible for what he's doing and realize what he's doing before I actually start pushing judgment on him. I still have my moments where, you know what I'm saying, I won't give him that moment to talk because I'm upset. I'm in my emotions. But majority of the time, I try to focus on giving him that time to decompress, if you will. And son, what's your problem? And he say, Ned, I'm like, nah, that ain't what's on your face. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. Remember, you got to control that tone. You come at me respectfully, we can talk about it. You get disrespectful, then I don't want to hear what you got to say until you're ready to come to me respectfully. So, I mean, he's grown up a lot, y'all. I mean, I thank God for his maturity, because, I mean, even in his maturity, it's also matured me a lot, you know, because I'm going to tell y'all, Jeremiah was that kid that really helped change me and made it just a little bit better for Mariah and Jared, Jared and Mariah, because Jared's holding her. Because I'm going to tell y'all, I was tough. And Kyra, Keish, Kaylin, y'all know how tough I used to be. I'm not that way no more. I mean, I still have my moments. Do I have my clip up? Yes. But, I mean, that was just inexperienced parenting at its best.
Yeah, well, we all learn.
We all learn.
When you know better, you do better.
That's right.
Right.
Sometimes.
Praise God for that. Praise God.
We're supposed to.
Yeah.
Amen.
That's
right.
Why I said sometimes.
Yeah, we are supposed to. Hey, Mish.
Hey, Pastor. How are you?
Good. How you doing?
I'm good.
Hey, everybody.
Good. Hey, Keto.
Hello.
How you doing, Keto?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
I'm fine. Doing fine. Huh? Doing well since I had my nap.
We were cold.
Good. I like it. Y'all call together. I like it. I do. We're talking about, you know, should children be allowed to communicate their feelings? And we started off talking about a news article about the 11-year-old. I don't know if you guys heard about him, but he killed himself because he was under the impression. Well, his 13-year-old girlfriend heard her friends. They did a prank, you know, faking a suicide. They faked her suicide, and he thought it was real, so he killed himself. And so, you know, we started off talking about that, and then, you know, we're leading into this. And, you know, I guess the thing is we do want to make sure we listen to how, you know, our kids are feeling, because if anything like that would ever happen, that I don't know, that's just really scary. You know, I want Jeremiah to be able to come to me and say, you know, Mama, this just happened to my girlfriend, you know, to come to me so that I can comfort him. You know, I want that to be the first thought, not, oh, my God, I don't lost her, so now I'm going to kill myself.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like, is there a sure way that we can do that? I don't know if there's a sure way, but definitely keeping, you know, letting them know that, hey, in the case. Right, keeping the lines of communication open, that's definitely the better way to ensure that. I'm on this Facebook page called Church Leaders, but this is about leaders. However, this applies to us because as parents, that's what we are. And, you know, it has a quote on here, leaders who don't listen will eventually be surrounded by people who have nothing to say. So,
wow.
You know, that's true. That's really deep because, you know, if our kids feel like, well, it doesn't matter, they're not going to listen to me anyway, then they're not going to have anything to say. And that's something else when they do come to us. I don't know if you guys discussed this or not, because I had walked out for a few minutes to check on the kids. But when they do come to us, okay, so we let them know you can, make sure you come in the correct way, you know, don't be disrespectful, but we also want to make sure we act. If something needs to be changed, then we, you know, give a response to what they're saying, whether it be actions, verbal, you know, or whatever, because if they're just saying it and we're like, okay, whatever, then it's still not being effective, you know, the way
right.
I.
Yeah. No, I'm totally saying I think I have a pretty good communication with the majority of my children. You know, I have four. I know my oldest feel like he can come in here and tell me everything. And when I say everything, I mean everything. You be sitting there like, man, I don't even need to know about, you know. But I think I think my breakthrough with my oldest was when he, when I knew he felt real comfortable, was when he came and was like, Mom, can you buy me some condoms? I was like, oh, okay. So I feel like, you know, our conversations are pretty good. I still have a rough patch with my second oldest. You know, she comes and tells me some things, but she talks to her dad more than my sister, too.
They'll run the table. They'll tell anybody anything.
Yeah, so I think, you know, it's just about, you know, keeping that respect but making your children feel comfortable, because the way the world is going, you kind of want to know everything. You know, like the things that are going on in school and just things that are going on outside, and you want them to feel comfortable just asking you a question. So.
Absolutely. That quote that my wife mentioned earlier, that was me. I was that guy that just was like, you know, it's my way or the highway, is one sided. And then I started realizing Jeremiah stopped coming to me about a lot of stuff. And I'm like, dude, what's wrong with you? Nothing. Jeremiah, you all right? Yes, sir. But he really went all right. And then my wife started coming to me and thinking, he ain't talking to you because, you know, just how you approach him and just how you not necessarily approach him, but how you react or you act when he's talking to you. Sometimes as parents, our action alone can cause our children to back up. They know, they're like, man, I don't even want to tell my mom, you know what I'm saying, I got a girlfriend. So my dad be like, you need to keep your head in them books. Man, that was my dad who said to me. You need to keep your head in them books. And I was like, oh, man, I thought I was supposed to be able to talk to my dad about that so I can know how to approach little girls, you know what I'm saying, when I was younger. That's what I was thinking. But Jeremiah come at me, I was like, let me ask you this. Do you have what it takes to take her to the movies if your mom and I chaperoned you and you pay on your own dime? No, sir. Dude, can you pay for her food? No, sir. I said, well, you don't need to be hollering about too many girlfriends. Because man, I swear, y'all, he's coming here with every other week talking about he got a new girlfriend.
Oh, that girl. No.
But, now I be like, all right. Is she cute?
Right.
Yes, sir. She's in showing all this. And I be like, okay.
No,
so does she treat you right? Does she treat you right? Does she show you she care about you? Do she act like she want to be seen with you in public, you know, at the lunchroom?
Right.
And when I ask him stuff like that, he laugh about it. But at the same time, it's giving him that opportunity to feel comfortable to talk to me about those things. Cause I'm telling y'all, look, there were a lot of things that I had no clue, I did not know until I became a father. And I was just like, dog, I ain't know that. Dog, I ain't know this about me, dog.
Mm-hmm.
Now I've learned so much in his past 10 years, going on 11 years. He was my little mirror. He was showing me everything. I was like,
mm-hmm.
I'm looking into his eyes and I'm seeing my faults and I'm trying to ignore them. But at the same time, I'm like, man, hey, my wife's right, man. I got to fix this.
Mm-hmm.
I got to fix that, you know. And my mm-hmm. friends, you know, I was like, man, they telling me this, you know, and they telling me that. I need to make sure I listen, because, you know, I had to go outside and talk to males that actually had children to understand how a father's supposed to be.
Right.
I didn't
That's
get that
right.
from my dad. But I had to learn that from my partners, my peers.
That's right.
And you know, my coworkers and my wife, like, you should be reading books. And I'd be like, I done read everything, felt like. You know, I'd be on there trying to read articles on Facebook and all kind of stuff. But now, you know, it's coming around. You know, him and Jared want to hang out with me more. They want to go places with me more.
Good.
I listen to them.
Good.
Man. You think you learned something now? Wait till Mariah's 15.
Bless God.
No, you know what, Keto? You show right. And speaking of communicate, you know, them being able to communicate. So she wakes up from that, because we were asleep. Me and Mariah were asleep while the guys were gone, which is why we started the show late. And so she got up. So she goes to the bathroom. And she tells me to get out.
She told me to go ahead, mommy. You know, go ahead. Go see what Jared. Something she said about Jared. I'm like, are you putting me out? You know. You know, she's telling me to get out. Like, you want your privacy? But, you know, she's very. It's you know, I let her have a privacy. But I'm just saying, it's like, she's very, you know, very, very verbal. Very, mm-hmm. very, very verbal. You know, mm-hmm. and really. What did you say, Keto?
I said, that's like Anaya.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they tell you. Yeah, she is, and I is like that. You know, they tell you what's really on their minds, and so
that's
you know,
right.
I guess
mm-hmm.
that's you know a good thing if they say it the right way. But
mm-hmm.
yeah, that's just funny to me, and I do. I thank mm-hmm. God that you know, growing up, we were able to. You know, my mom didn't play. Now she was strict. She ain't play. But at the same time, you know, we were encouraged. And able to communicate
mm-hmm.
Our feelings and things like that, and that has helped me as a parent, and then it helped me to help Kenny. You
mm-hmm.
know, so I want to go back. Oh, go ahead, Keto.
I was going to say it's very important because, and like now that, you know, I'm a parent and I'm an adult and everything, and I look back on my childhood was very dysfunctional. You know, like my mm-hmm. family was very dysfunctional growing up. Like there was no communication whatsoever. You know,
mm-hmm.
the only time somebody spoke was, you know, you were receiving an order or being told what to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there wasn't any, the communication wasn't two-way. It was, you know, boss to employee type conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And this would be with my parents.
Wow.
So that still kind of affects me to this day. Like it takes a constant, it takes a effort, you know, not to,
mm-hmm.
you know, do my kids the same way
yeah.
that I was done. You know, it takes
mm-hmm.
it takes serious effort. Like sometimes I have to sit back. Okay. All right, let's assess the situation and then adjust like a human instead of, you know, barking orders or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It's like letting the children communicate is very important, just because if not, you could jack them up for life.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Right. And I don't think people
yeah.
realize the effects, the long-term effects, you know,
mm-hmm.
Of that, because we are shaping them. When, you know, that's what we're doing when we're raising them. We're shaping them into the adults that they're going to end up being.
Mm-hmm.
And you want them to be balanced. You want them to be able to communicate their feelings in an appropriate manner and handle their emotions in an appropriate manner. And, you know, holding all that stuff in is not
mm-hmm.
helping, because it's gonna come out some type of way.
Yes, it will. Yes, it will.
You know.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
it will
come out.
That's right. That's right.
So you know, we want to make sure that that's what we're doing. And I want to go back to the young man that killed himself. What do you guys think that we should do in situations, if you see somebody so young, like, okay, like Kenny was saying, you know, Jeremiah talks about little girls, and he does all the time, You know, Kenny said what he say to him. My main thing be like, did you brush your teeth? Did you put on the other? No, no, that's
oh,
a girl on a kind of grippy second, and you musty. You need to make sure.
Oh, that baby. Well.
Poor thing.
So, you know, that's me. He's like, Ma, yes, I brushed my teeth.
That's embarrassing.
He'll thank you one day, but that is embarrassing.
No, it's true. Look, I'm trying to save him from the embarrassment. You know, look.
That's
he's
right.
Taking it out. You brush your,
you
know, let's save him.
You can't do that because... in that aspect, is I will let you fall on your face in that aspect. Because if I let you fall on your face, I bet you won't ever do it again. It only takes one.
Yeah. That's right, Keto.
If that girl you think is cute is like, ooh, you're breast snake. It'll only take you one time. I mean, I ain't never leaving the house without brushing my teeth again.
Right. Yeah.
That's what, like, I'll let them go. I will let them go. Oh, you forgot your deodorant again, Cameron, huh? Mm-hmm. Wait till that first little boy, you smell like me. And bet you she won't forget it again.
That's right. Yes. Oh, my. Oh, you preaching. Oh, that sound like that old school. That's what my grandma used to say. But let a grandma hear that funky breath. You're like, what? And people pick at you. I'm telling you. Yes. Feelings be hurt up. But my grandmother used to say, you know what? You the last one to smell yourself. Girl, they had me paranoid. I made sure I had on the order paper. Because if you smell yourself at the end of the day, I must do it. My breath, you'd be like, everybody else done already smelled me. And I had to get over them, and I was older. Like, my grandmother was not really telling the truth. You know, I really got to get that. But that was something. But I tell my kids that. I'd be like, you the last one to smell yourself. You the last one to know that you musty. You the last one to know that your breath stinks. And that really.
It works. That's psychological warfare.
You're right.
With their mind, get them
right.
Messed up in the head. Get them.
Yes.
Like, oh man.
Yes. Paranoid.
Yes. You gotta do that as a parent.
Yes. As a parent, that's good parenting.
Oh my goodness, that's so funny.
When we was younger and they used to be like, if you kiss a boy, you get cooties. That
yeah.
kind of stuff.
Oh,
so
yeah.
You be running around scared. They don't even know what a cootie is, but they
don't know what
it is. That if you get close enough to a boy, you was gonna get. So you like, sir, get away from me because I don't want no cooties.
That's right.
At least until you get old enough and realize that cooties are not really a thing.
That's it. Oh, that's right.
That's funny.
Wow.
That's funny. And you're right. You know, they did used to say stuff like that. So in this case, with this young man, if you notice, if we as parents notice that our kids at that age are too emotionally connected to another child, first of all, what would you guys suggest that we look for? Because do you have any suggestions as to what we should look for? Mm-hmm. And then what should we do?
Technology age, it's kind of hard to tell. But if you know your children, you know when something's emotionally wrong. But you also, it's kind of hard. You just got to watch interactions. You know, that's what I kind of watch, interactions, because I know sometimes my two younger girls, they're the meanest thing on this block. They are. They will gang up on some kids real quick, so I got to watch them. You know, so you just have to watch the interactions. You know, I suggest invite them over. You got attached. You know, bring them on over here. Let me see what they're about. You know, that type of thing, so you can get to know them and just watch how they interact. You know, like Alani and her friend. They are the goofiest things on the block, but they also, they used to talk real mean to each other. And I was like, well, how y'all friends and y'all keep each other out? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So me and her had that conversation. Her and her dad had that conversation, and the dynamic changed after they fell out, and now they're friends again. So you just have to watch their interaction.
Okay. Yeah, that's good. Thank you, Mish. Mama, you about to say something? Y'all know my mama don't like that nap when she be on the phone.
Yeah.
Ma.
Hey, Mama Rose. Hey, Mama.
Good evening. How y'all doing?
Hey, Mama Rose.
Doing great.
Hey.
Mama Rose, how are you?
Good. I've been on here listening to y'all.
How about uh-oh? Uh-oh. You in trouble, Keisha.
Uh-huh. I didn't say anything inappropriate.
Exactly wrong with what you said. Concerning the young man, it was something wrong in the household. If you think about it, okay, if there is no communication in the household between the husband and the wife and with the son as a family or doing family things, making it sweet to come and share about the young lady that he had these hard felt feelings for. I know that even though I was a single parent and me with a son, I'm talking about a son, not a daughter. My son would come in the room and talk to me. He would share with me. He even shared with me his first sexual experience.
Wow.
And he was young. My son said, I said, okay, let's go to the doctor. Okay? Because I was the parent in the house. I didn't jump down his throat or what have you. There's a place where, and you all are blessed to have a husband in the house, the ones that have a husband in the house, how they can step in when that son starts spending longer than should be in their bathroom. Okay, am I right?
Oh, my. Oh, preach. Oh, yes, my God.
Mama.
Thank you, Mama Rose. Yes.
45 minutes. Fathers know what's going on, and they know how to go from down to talk to their sons. Fathers, am I right? Speak up.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, no problem here now. Okay. You know your role, don't you?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Those that don't have a father in the house, but you have the kids have a father, then you get to that father and tell them, hey, you need to step in and ask that father and speak to your son.
Yes.
There are things that I can do, but there are things that you need to do.
Amen.
You know, as a father. But as a family in that house, you bring that love and affection in there and let that child know. One thing we didn't grow up with, and I agree with, what's your woman name now? Jay?
Keto.
Keto. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. If I forget it again, don't hold that over my head, okay?
But I'm not.
Okay. My mama was she was straight. She was real straight, and she had a favorite, and I definitely wasn't it. Okay.
Wow.
So what I did, I made my own little thing. I was favorite to other people. I didn't care. You know, my sisters now, they didn't treat me right. The boys had their own thing going on. I didn't care. I was favorite at school, in grade, in drama school. You know, I was an outgoing person, still is, you know. So, you know, I made my way, but I always had somebody I could go and talk to, no matter what it was that was going on in my heart. I couldn't talk to my mama, and I couldn't talk to my daddy. Wasn't no need to talk about talking to my sisters, not my brother, because they all had their own thing, their own agenda. And I said I would not be that type of parent, and that my kids would be able to come and talk to me about anything. And one thing my parents never did was tell me, I love you. I knew that they did because how they took care of us, but they didn't tell us. I always tell my kids, I love you.
Yeah.
I show and I tell them. So they can come and share anything with
me.
I got a chair by my bed. Come sit in that chair and we'll talk.
Mm.
So,
wow.
That was something like in the household for that child to go and hang himself. Not only that, you asked the question, and I think, who was that that answered it? Was it Jay? They start pulling off the bin to themselves.
Mm-hmm.
When a child starts sharing the way like that, that's a sign.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's a sign right there. When
it
they stop eating, that's a sign right there.
Mm-hmm.
They say, I don't want nothing to eat.
Mm-hmm.
They start hanging around with their friends. If they got friends, that's a sign right there. There are signs that we can, you know, watch. We, you know, watch your children. But always keep that communication open. Mama and father, keep that communication open. You can say something is wrong. We need to talk. Did y'all ever look at, and it still come on TV. Y'all know I talk about certain things on TV. Leave It to Be.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
And what's her name, June?
June.
Well,
yes, ma'am.
You need to talk to the boys, or we need to talk to the boys because something is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
She always noticed. Did she notice? Why?
She did.
God gave us women something special on the inside.
Yes, he did.
And we can tell when something ain't right.
Yeah.
When I'm talking to my children, what's wrong?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I know. Y'all get me. I couldn't hide nothing. I tried.
I don't even step on Jay's feet. What's wrong, Jay?
Yep.
I'm all right. What's wrong?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I don't give up until you tell me what's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Good.
Let's talk about this thing. Mm-hmm. There's a light at the end of the tunnel.
Amen.
Am I right?
Yes,
it
ma'am.
Is a light.
Amen.
And as a grandmama, let me tell y'all something. That's the most rewarding thing. Y'all got something to look forward to. My grandchildren coming, they come in here talking about the girlfriends they got and preparing to take them to the parties. And, oh, grandmama, you helped me get me the outfit. Will you help me to do this? Yeah, I'll help you, baby. But I need coffee, too.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're going if they come in, they're going to call me and tell me, say, Grandmama, thank you. I had a real good time. Or when they come in, they're going to come in here. If they're going to sit in that chair and they're going to tell me about they how they had a good time. And I'm going to get, they're going to come in and share with me. If they need advice, they're going to come and talk to me.
Wow.
What do you think I need to wear? What can I do? Mm-hmm. Well, they talk to grandparents, too. Talk to parents, they will come talk to grandparents, too.
Yes, they will.
They talk to both grandparents. They talk to Kim's mom, and they talk to me, and we talk to each other.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So develop those relationships. Are they getting older?
Yes.
Right.
And like you say, Jeremiah getting older. Asa, she's already developed that place with her older son, but she knows she still had to step aside for her husband to step in there for some things that she could not do. There are some things we're not supposed to do.
Right.
Wow. That's fine.
And he's supposed to step aside for the women. But as the girls grow up.
That's right. That's right.
That's basically what happened in that household. There was no communication.
Mm-hmm.
That is so sad.
Very sad.
Y'all know stories like that. You know, my mom was talking to me about that today, about releasing stuff. And those, when I have to learn how to just release that type of stuff because that stuff weighs on me, you know.
It's just so
sad. It really is.
It is.
It's so sad.
It is.
Just innocent life lost.
It is.
But thank you, Mama, for that wisdom.
Thank you, Mama Rose.
Words of wisdom.
One thing they want teaching Jesus.
I'm sure.
Wow.
If they would teach Jesus to that baby, because that was a baby.
Baby.
For his heart to have been so deep for him to go that far, to his side.
Yeah.
You know, he should have known about you can take it to Jesus if you don't know how to get there. If I can't help somebody will. At least talk to him, but signs the door. Well, after he find out, he went straight and find something, went on and killed himself.
Yeah, within 40 minutes. Within 40 minutes, he says that baby killed himself. And, I mean, that was just...
My God.
The devil was right there waiting on it.
That's right.
What did he have to himself from? You know... It was something already that Satan was already
Yes, ma'am.
A life that could have been saved.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That's so sad. Well, I have a question before we get out the call. Mama?
I didn't go yet. I always let you know I'm gone.
I know. Look, I have a question. Thank you, babe. You're so sweet. Thank you. My husband just bought me part of a Subway sandwich. I have a question, Mom. Why, and Jay, you gonna feel me on this, okay? Why are y'all so different with the grandkids? Why is that so rewarding? What about us?
Mm-hmm.
What about us?
Why
you think they gonna feel you on
this? Jay, you feel
me, don't you? I'm going to answer this.
Okay, right. Down, babe.
My father, like I described my, you know, my upbringing with my father and everything, and you know, my dad was a hard man. He was a very hard man. But once myself and my sisters got old enough and we started having kids,
mm-hmm.
he turned into a big old soft teddy bear. Like literally, you
mm-hmm.
know, he'll go to each one of my sisters' houses and watch the kids. You know,
mm-hmm.
like he got his kids hanging
wow.
all over him, like him and everything. And I'm like, man, this is ridiculous.
Wow.
When I was a kid, there wasn't none of that. You was coming home from work, you wasn't having that. You wasn't having that at all. You know, and what I think it is, and what well, with my father anyway, is I think he realized what he
yes.
missed.
Yes.
When
yes.
he was a father, so he's trying to get that back. You know,
yes.
with the grandkids, and mm-hmm. like even when I go home, when we go into town, like you know, we have like literally we have to take all the kids, all the grandkids together and get a picture.
Yeah,
you know, it'll be 10 left of them, and mm-hmm. they all have to be together, and they have to be a picture for my dad.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
and
yeah,
but the whole time I was growing up. From the time I was 8 years old when my youngest little sister was born, we never had a family photo. Never had
wow.
a family photo with all was in it. But let us go into town and there not be a picture taken with all 10 of them grandkids. There's going to be problems.
Wow.
true. Okay, I didn't experience any grandparents. My father's mother is the only one that I remember. She was a witch from hell.
Oh,
she had favorite grandchildren, and we sure wasn't one of them.
Wow.
And my cousins, I had some cousins. We all rode in the same, what you call it, wagon. In other words, they weren't of the same bunch neither. So when my grandmother died, now I wasn't a part of this. I was like this when I wanted to, my mom and my dad eventually separated. When I wanted to see my dad, I went down there and they told me I couldn't see him. I said, "The hell, I don't mean no woman." That was a little
silly. Leave mama alone.
Go ahead,
Mama. Quote, verbatim. Yes, ma'am.
Getting intense in here. Getting intense.
Like I said, prayer changes things.
It does. Amen. Quote it. Testimony.
I'm just telling y'all the truth. And I said, so you go get my dad, I'm going to walk in here and I'm going to get it. They going to tell him I'm not coming in. I walk right past and go to my daddy's room and told him that I need to talk with him. And I would sit there and talk to my dad, you know. And I knew I was my dad's favorite daughter, you know. Mm-hmm. So we did talk and blah, blah, blah. But she was so hateful, y'all. She was. Mm-hmm. She just didn't love us like that, you know. When she died, and we were on, I quite never know her at the store. On the way to the funeral, I felt so bad, you know, that she died like that. I'm here to tell you them cousins and my sister, one sister, and my brother, if y'all would have thought they were out on the dance floor. They were partying all the way down the road to her funeral. They were actually partying. Going and come out of the wicked witch is dead. I ain't gonna never forget that. They sung it all the way to the funeral. The wicked witch is dead.
Oh,
and that came from, what was the story?
Dean Dong, the witch is dead.
Yep. Yeah,
Wizard of Oz.
They sung it all the way there. And I told them, I said, y'all shouldn't do that. They said, that's how she lived. That's how she treated us. And so I said, I would not be that tight. A loving grandparent. I'm going to show my grandchildren the love that I didn't give. And I'll always be there for my grandchildren. And that's what I do. I love my grandchildren. I love them to life. I don't use the word I love them to death. Oh, you have to watch what you see. You know, but I love them to life. I want them to live. I want them to live a long life. And I'm genuine in my love for my grandchildren. Anybody know that?
Yes, we do.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, did I answer your question, Quarton? It's for me. I can't speak for nobody else.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I look forward to it, too, because I didn't have grandparents. I was just tripping. Because I do, you know, you hear people say that all the time about how much, you know, how different it is with the grandkids.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
It's always wonder what it is. But I look forward to it, though. I really do.
You don't have to raise them, but you got to instill.
Amen.
Instill things into them. Instill wisdom into them, but you don't have to raise them. That's the parents' responsibility. Like, that's my responsibility. That was my responsibility to raise you all. And I definitely, I don't know if you all know this, but we are co-parents to the Lord. The Lord is the parent. And he entrusted the children into our hand to raise for him.
Amen. Wow. Amen.
Right. Amen. And we have to remember that.
Remember that, because he is the one that guided us to raise the children. Anything that you need, it's in the Bible. It's in the How to Bake a Cake, all about healing. Everything is in the Bible that you need.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Woo!
is that keep saying to me?
That's me, Mama Rose. That's Kyra.
Oh, I thought it was.
That's me. I'm always in church. I say amen at the Walmart. Oh, it's terrible.
I thought that was you, Kyle, but I wanted to make sure.
That's me. That's Kyra. That's me.
I just wanted to make sure it was you.
I'm sorry.
She said amen.
That's
all right.
No, I'm
everywhere. It's everywhere.
You just agreed. You always did it, but I just want to know.
I did. Yes, ma'am.
That's what them preachers do. That's a preacher.
Uh-oh.
That's
a preacher.
Uh-oh.
Mm-hmm. That's a preacher right there.
Uh-oh.
This has really been a great show. Oh,
it has.
You know what I mean? What you want to know? Oh, Kenny got something to say. Hold on.
Hey, y'all. Quick news. I got a tip. If you have most of us should have smartphones, but if you download the app Cartwheel and you go to your nearest Target right now, you can go in there, you can click on this Cartwheel app to start saving some money. And you can go in there and once you click on the app, you open up the app.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
So you open up the app and everything, you know, you log in with your
mm-hmm.
Facebook, whatever, sign in with your Facebook, and then you go in there and as soon as you walk through the doors of the store, you walk in the store and there's something you're looking for in particular that you're trying to get sale
mm-hmm.
on. But I'm gonna tell you right now, if y'all love eggs, y'all love huevos like I do, y'all are going to get you some eggs right now. So check this out. So you go into the store and you find a category. They got things as high as 50% off right now. Eggs.
Wow.
You can get a dozen eggs right now. Right? 50% off
mm-hmm.
of its price. And walk out of there with a dozen eggs for 39 cents. The name
wow.
of the app is Cartwheel, and it's at Target. It's going to be going on until Sunday. You can get anything from clothes to shoes to baby stuff,
wow.
beauty supplies, you name it. But right now.
I got a question.
Yes.
Is this legit?
Mama, it's legit. It's so legit that people can't even believe it. That created
the app. When it comes to computer stuff, and then another thing is it are you gonna be protected? This Target.
Yes, ma'am. You good? All you're doing is opening up the app and you're going in the store. So like, let's say for instance, right now, y'all. Right now, y'all know Easter coming up. Right now, most people tripping on these peeps. You know these little chick eggs and stuff like
yeah.
that. Your Cadbury Easter eggs. Right now, they're 10%
yeah.
off. So if you go in
wow.
there, right. You can go in there and you can add that to your cart. It'll open up a barcode once you add that to your cart.
Mm-hmm.
Once it opens up the barcode and you get up to the front counter, they'll scan that barcode on your phone, and they'll give you the discount. So check it, right?
What?
Y'all
well,
can take this app.
You
can take this app. And you can buy up to four dozen eggs right now. You can buy four dozen. Your husband can buy four dozen. Your grandma, sister,
wow.
uncle, them, cousin, them can buy a dozen.
Wait a
and
minute.
You can get them for 39 cents a dozen right now. I'm just telling y'all this
wow.
because you know what I'm saying. I'm trying to get into this extreme coupon, and then I got a friend a coworker that I work with. Her husband, he started
mm-hmm.
it because he didn't have a job at the time, right? And they were saving extra money. She just told
mm-hmm.
me her husband went in there yesterday. And paid, listen to
mm-hmm.
me, y'all, 25 cents a piece for 39 bars of deodorant. 29 cents a piece.
Wow.
So I'm just telling you, hey, be true to this, not new to this. Cartwheel is at your nearest
here.
Target. This sale ends on Sunday.
Thank
you. This was Kenny.
Ma'am.
Who was this town? It was Kenny, right?
No, that was Kenny. That was Kenny, Mom.
I thought it was sound like Kenny, but I thought you said it was Jay who.
No, ma'am, it was Kenny.
Oh.
Okay. Hey, Kenny. But you talking to the wrong person when you talking to this household.
Not really, Mom, because black folks like to save money. Black folks like to save money.
I'm talking. I said me in this household.
Oh, okay.
You need to tell your sister-in-law when you get off the phone. She'll run out here in a few minutes.
Easter like egg is coming up, 39 cents a dozen. Ooh.
She just bought two pots. But still, she'll still get them.
Cartwheel is the app, y'all. Go in the Play Store on your phone if you have an Android. Cartwheel. Download the app.
Thank you.
Serious about their sales. You're very welcome.
Thank you.
I pray that next week I can have some more good tidbits for you to help you save some cash.
I would love that.
Bet y'all got some small children. I don't do that now, but bet you y'all got small children.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. Every little bit helps.
It does.
It does. Well, thank y'all so much for calling in on tonight. It's been a wonderful, wonderful show. Thank you for everybody's input. It's really good, really good. So we will go ahead and let you guys go. We hope y'all have a good weekend.
Y'all too.
Oh, y'all better go on Target. Y'all better get them cars rolling. That's why these folks got their checks. Y'all better go.
For real.
Oh, her mercy. My trip.
I got a sense of humor too.
Yes, you do. It's good to hear it. Good to hear it.
Mm-hmm.
It's real being on here with y'all too.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
Thank for the happy on.
Yes, ma'am.
Y'all have a wonderful weekend.
Y'all too.
All right. Talk to y'all later. Love y'all.
Okay. Love y'all. Love you too.
Love y'all.
Good night.
Love you too.
Love you.
Good night.